This is American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, keep your customers happy. It's a straightforward business model that cow-calf producers can find success in year after year. Paul Dykstra, Assistant Director of Supply Management and Analysis for Certified Angus Beef, explains.
Main segment of the beef business, of course, has its own profitability factors, and from a cow-calf perspective, really, our customer is everybody forward through the production chain on to the consumer. But if we kind of focus on the first one, which would be the feed yard, of course, their objectives would be to, first of all, keep cattle healthy, and secondly, to convert feed at an efficient pace and have an exemplary daily gain, as well to sell carcasses then to the packer that are commanding premiums on those grid marketing structures.
Weaning protocols and weight data can help differentiate calves, but many buyers look beyond management.
The genetic potential of a set of feeder calves really does offer us an opportunity to get a higher return, even if those calves, you know, are sold at auction in a big lineup of cattle selling in one day. Because if the genetic inputs have been put in, and the buyer knows about those either through their own experience or by way of our own advertising, you know, just exactly what those genetics look like. Either way, we've seen, you know, multiple examples throughout any given year where the highest quality, highest performance set of calves really do achieve some of the higher returns, several dollars per hundredweight advantages over the average.
Conveying breed type, vaccinations, and feeding background is now commonplace. Dykstra suggests being more specific.
When I talk to folks about truly merchandising calves and doing a great job with trying to advertise the quality that they have in the herd, I think they really ought to pinpoint some of the genetic inputs, whether that be through a third party, such as the Angus Link program, for example, where a person could get a genetic merit scorecard on that set of feeder cattle, or alternately by simply summarizing the percentile rankings on the bull battery for certain traits of importance that are terminal traits like growth and marbling, ribeye area, and those kinds of things, a dollar grid if you want to include something like that. But trying to educate that buyer as to why the calves in the particular offering ought to be worth more than average.
Even in the anomaly of 2020, the trend suggests the beef industry has not yet reached a peak in high-quality beef demand.
We have simply seen the marketplace in terms of the consumer, retailer, and restaurant sectors. They are responding to meat quality by wanting more of it.
You can learn more by visiting cabcattle.com or angus.org for more information. Merck Animal Health has announced that Bovalis Nasalgen 3 PMH is available. It is the first and only intranasal BRD vaccine that protects cattle against both viral and bacterial pneumonia. Dr. Scott Nordstrom, the Director of Livestock Innovation and Discovery at Merck Animal Health, describes the new vaccine.
Bovalis Nasalgen 3 PMH is a modified live intranasal vaccine that stimulates a strong early immune response to help give calves a strong foundation of respiratory disease protection. It's the only intranasal vaccine that protects beef and dairy cattle from five of the most common pneumonia-causing pathogens, including IBR, BRSV, PI3, Mannheimia hemolytica, and Pasteurella multocida.
Dr. Nordstrom explains why intranasal vaccines are beneficial to young calves.
Administering intranasal vaccines to neonatal calves is considered one of the most effective strategies in putting protective immunity in place quickly and establishing a strong foundation for future respiratory protection. Nasalgen intranasal vaccines avoid interference from maternal antibodies and colostrum that can block injectable vaccines.
Dr. Nordstrom says the vaccine is safe for use in pregnant cows and in calves nursing pregnant cows, as well as young calves. Producers can be confident about administration because of the vaccine's unique blue shadow dye.
Bovalis Nasalgen 3 PMH contains a unique blue shadow diluent that clearly indicates which animals have been vaccinated. It's administered in a single 2-milliliter dose with needle-free intranasal administration. The vaccine meets best management practices outlined in the industry's beef quality assurance program.
To learn more, you can visit www.nasalgen.com or contact your veterinarian or Merck Animal Health representative. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is sending out their Agricultural Resource Management Survey, which measures costs and returns information. This year's survey is focusing on hog and pig production data. Joe Parsons is the Agricultural Statistics Board Chair with NASS. He says it's a critical area to focus on after a challenging 2020.
These surveys will measure the production and economic health of America's farms, ranches, and swine operations in what's been a very challenging year. The ARMS program basically allows USDA to develop a balance sheet and income statement for U.S. agriculture. Farmers make decisions every day that affect their bottom line, and they can make those decisions more accurately when they have more information about what exactly is going on in agriculture. With the ARMS program, we're able to take a deep dive into a particular commodity each year. This year, we're focused on swine operations. These data show how the structure of the hog industry is changing, so these data are important and only collected once every several years.
He says NASS has made an important change in the way it collects data to help keep producers safe from COVID-19.
Questionnaires are mailed to producers, but surveys can also be completed online at agcounts.usda.gov. Anyone who needs help completing a survey can schedule an appointment with a USDA representative for assistance completing the survey by phone, and we'll send out a note to everybody who's been selected for the survey. I would share that to protect the health and safety of producers, partners, and employees, NASS has suspended in-person interviews. Producers can respond online or by mail. If producers do not respond by February, trained enumerators will call to schedule a telephone interview to collect the data by phone.
Parsons is asking producers to respond to the survey as soon as possible.
Your feedback helps USDA measure the economic health of American farms and farmers and the national hog and pig inventory. It's important to have an income statement and balance sheet for your operation to assess the financial health of your operation. In the same way, it's important to have an income statement and balance sheet for U.S. agriculture so all stakeholders have a common view of the health of U.S. agriculture. Specifically, with this year's deep dive into the hog and pig sector, stakeholder organizations supporting the industry will have the information they need to advocate with policymakers and market consumers on behalf of producers.
A wide range of people use the data from reports like this one.
Farmers, extension agents, policymakers, research industry leaders, and economists are just a few who use NASS data. The Economic Research Service at USDA uses the information extensively to provide an in-depth look at the economic well-being of agriculture and the cost structure of hog production specifically. The Agricultural Resource Management Survey will have ongoing updates and reports, and they can be found at nass.usda.gov/gofarms.
And Parsons also wants to remind producers to be on the lookout for the quarterly Hogs and Pigs report on March 25th. This has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.